Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Whether we admit it or not, we want the carnage. We want the violence.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
It's like driving by the scene of an accident. You don't want anybody to be hurt badly, but you kind of want to see it if they are. You don't want anyone to get hurt, but at the same time, there's a little entertainment value there.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
When there's a big earthquake, it's not that you want a high body count.
Whoa, what?
When there's a Category 5 hurricane, it's not that you don't want it to reduce to a Category 3, but you kind of wonder what kind of damage it'll do.
What is wrong with you?
I'm 1340 WKGN.
It's a little sick, I admit.
That's disgusting.
This is in our bloodline. This is in our DNA. Going back to the gladiator days. You don't want to see a fellow human mauled by a lion, but you kind of do.
I think you're a deeply disturbed person. Hour 2 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Let's go straight to Cody Matt for some Hour 2 headlines. Cody Matt, collision course, headlines now.
Thanks, John. You know, we were talking about Zion Williamson and Duke earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see big Zion Williamson perhaps as a tight end in college football?
No. No, you can't.
Well, LSU offered him a football scholarship.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks. And I'd love to tell you more about it if I could get it to work here.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's not going to play football.
Eric Matios.
Oh, what would I rather do? Play tight end at LSU where they're not going to pass me the ball and they're going to make me a run blocker and maybe I'll make $30 million or, I don't know, play basketball where I'll make $60 million over the next, like, 4 years. Well, brain injuries and versus dunking over people and being really cool.
Well, this was a few years ago. Let me think. This was a couple years back. It was Eric Matios who was recruiting for LSU. He saw Zion's viral hoops highlights and decided to pursue him to play football at LSU. And like I said, I'd love to tell you more about this story, but I can't get it to come up. But the ex-LSU assistant said he's probably the best damn tight end to ever live. That's what he was calling Zion Williamson, which also seems like a bit of a stretch.
No, I mean, he does look – I mean, come on, Antonio Gates. They always talked about how he played basketball, and, you know, he went on to be one of the three best tight ends ever probably, and I would think Zion is a better version of Antonio Gates.
I think it's a bit of a stretch to call Zion Williamson the best tight end to ever live.
Yeah. Could you imagine him jumping up for a ball, though?
No, but the guy's never played tight end.
6'7"?
Yeah, but he's never played tight end.
I will say that he was born in what? South Carolina? Was he from the Carolinas? Yeah, he had to be because he almost went to South Carolina, right?
Mm.
Yeah, if he grew up in Texas, he would have been playing football. If he'd have been from Texas or Florida, he'd have been playing football. He would have been a tight end. Carolinas were like, hey, the Dukes, the North Carolinas of the world, you know. About to say Clemson, like an idiot. It's basketball country. You just go ahead and get your basketball in your hand, Zion.
A report out of the Bay, several Warriors are not on board to recruit Kevin Durant in free agency come next offseason. No surprise there, as it appears things are spiraling a bit. The train is running off the tracks a bit.
Say that one more time.
Things have taken a drastic turn, CBS says, over the last 48 hours for the defending champs after the escalating rift between Kevin Durant and Draymond. It got so bad, of course, the Warriors suspended Draymond for one game. According to Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, things have spiraled in the locker room to the point where some members of the Warriors don't want to bother trying to recruit Durant for another offseason.
Nah, Durant's gone, man. The question is, what do they do with Draymond? What happens with Draymond?
An anonymous Warriors player said, with what was said, there is already no way Durant is coming back. The only hope is that they can say this summer, CKD, we got your back. We protected you from Draymond.
Yeah. Draymond Green, can he act like they don't need Kevin Durant? Because he's the one who called Kevin Durant after they lost to the Cavs. Like, is he allowed to act like, hey, we don't need you. We were winning championships before you. We would win championships without you because, A, Kevin Durant won finals MVP both years. And like it or not, there is something different the way Steph Curry plays in the high-pressure situations versus regular season. We have a 3 or 4 year track record where Curry's not as good as he is in the regular season.
Did you say earlier that Draymond would beat up on Kevin Durant?
Well, I just said in a fight, I would take Draymond in a fight. And we were talking about whenever the live stream was down, we were talking about them murdering each other. I said Draymond would be the one to kill Durant.
Is that because Draymond's more of like aggressive or what?
I think it's Draymond's thicker.
Durant just seems like a physical guy, though.
What?
Durant.
You think Durant?
Physical guy.
You think Durant seems like a physical guy?
Yeah. Is he not a physical guy?
What makes you think Durant is a physical guy?
I don't know. He just seems like a big physical guy.
Do you think of Gumby as physical?
No.
When I think of Kevin Durant, I think of Gumby.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's just tall and lanky, man. He's got no meat on his bones. He ain't never gotten a fight before. Now, he does have good reach. He does have good reach. I'll give him that. No, physically.
Is Durant not bigger than Draymond?
What? Like, taller, yeah, but like,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
You mean like thickness, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think height matters in fights as much as like strength and bulk.
Draymond would beat KD's ass. Like, as soon as KD is on the ground, it's over.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm asking.
I mean, KD's a rail.
We got a tweet from our guy TC at Volunteer Vodka, and all he asks is, has Cody ever watched basketball?
Yeah.
When I think of Kevin Durant, physicality is very low on the list of things I think of.
I mean, he can bust inside and score. You know?
I mean, he does. I mean, yeah, he can score in the paint, but he's not overpowering people. He's usually like using his height or a little step back move. Like, he perfected the Dirk step back move.
I don't know. I just don't think of Draymond as a guy that's going to beat somebody's ass. I don't know.
I think of Draymond, I mean, he got in that fight in East Lansing a couple years ago. He smacked that guy. I mean, I don't know if I think of Draymond as a badass. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that because, I mean, a lot of his stuff was kind of cheap. I don't know if you remember him going through that phase where he was kicking people all the time.
Isn't that what happened? What,
that's what game suspended in the finals.
Him, yeah, he basically cost him a finals or a title.
They probably win that title pretty easily if Draymond doesn't get suspended for game five.
Yeah, the Cavs.
They were up 3-1, and then Draymond got suspended because he swiped up at LeBron. He tried to hit LeBron in his man parts.
Name some guys who would kick Draymond's ass.
Z-Bo. Z-Bo would kick his ass pretty easily.
Who is Z-Bo?
Zach Randolph.
Okay.
Even though he's a little bit older, now like he had the old man game, now he's got old man strength.
Steven Adams,
yep. Serge Ibaka. You might laugh at the idea of Serge Ibaka, but he grew up like hunting lions and stuff. He is he was out on the plains.
DeMarcus Cousins?
I don't know if I think of DeMarcus Cousins as tough or not.
Tristan Thompson?
I'd say Tristan Thompson could fight better than Draymond.
Who's the guy that Drake was barking at? Was that Tristan Thompson?
In the playoffs last year?
Yeah, you remember there was a story about Drake and some other guy. It was some big dude that would kick his ass.
I don't know if it was Tristan Thompson or not. I don't know.
No.
I vaguely remember the story you're talking about, but I don't.
I think it was Tristan Thompson.
Perkins.
Ah, Kendrick Perkins. He would beat Draymond.
Perk's not in the league anymore. He doesn't count.
Shaq.
He's not. He doesn't play anymore either.
What?
Yeah, he retired a while ago.
I see him on television. I'm well aware.
I don't think you want any smoke with down in Miami.
LeBron.
I don't think LeBron. I don't know. LeBron's big.
Haslam?
Well, Haslam, yes. Haslam's from Dade County. Like, he's from down there deep in Florida. I would say Haslam is real life tough. I was thinking of. The name's escaping me. He played in Memphis. He's got the neck. James Johnson. You don't want to fight James Johnson. He probably ranks in the top 10 comfortably, but top 5. Like, he knows karate. Like, he was talking about how he's like a trained actual fighter.
Do you really want to fight LeBron?
I don't know. No one's ever tried it. No one's ever tried it, but he is very strong.
I mean,
and very big.
He's sculpted like a god.
But I don't know how many fights LeBron's gotten into. I feel like LeBron's always had people around him to protect him.
That's why you don't want to fight him.
That's why they signed Kendrick Perkins last year. That's why he brought Kendrick Perkins back, just in case things popped off.
I mean, even like growing up poor in Ohio, you don't think he might have gotten into some skirmishes or something?
Maybe. I don't know at what
age.
You
saying poor kids fight more?
Yes.
I'd probably say that's probably, there's probably some correlation
probably
there.
True.
There's probably some correlation there. I don't know at what point everyone realized LeBron was special. At what point did everyone realize he was like a basketball prodigy?
When he was like 16?
When they started showing their games on ESPN?
Well, they knew before then, right? I mean, they had to have known before then. Eighth grade? Seventh grade? I don't know. I know the checks didn't start coming in until like he was 15, right? Like Nike found him when he was like 15, and then all of a sudden he had the H2 Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that'd be so cool to have an H2 Hummer.
No, dude, his mom bought him that.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think they made any bones about it. He's like, no, I'm signed with an agent. I'm not going to college. It doesn't matter if you're in high school. Like, yeah, they give me money.
Didn't he get I thought, I don't know, watching one of those documentaries, I thought he got, like, suspended for a senior year or something.
No, he played his senior year because it was on ESPN all the time. Maybe it was in question. I don't know.
Apparently Durant hasn't even spoken to Draymond yet.
I can't get over you thinking of it. Kevin Durant as physical. The guy's like 170 pounds at 7 foot.
Yeah, but he's huge.
He's tall.
Well, his arms are 8 feet long.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't know. That's always intimidated me. I don't want to fight a guy with long arms.
Yeah, there is probably something to the whole octopus thing. Like, he could probably put you in a pretty mean chokehold.
He just holds you off, you know? Just wear you out. Just hold you back.
I don't know, man. Mike Tyson was never taller than his opponents. And Mike Tyson found a way to get inside and knock him out.
Cody, I'm thinking it's been a while since you fought somebody if you're still getting held by the head and you just can't reach the guy.
You're like little brother, I'm just like, hold him off. And you're
well, no, I'm just trying to. No, I'm just thinking.
Trying to get, let me out.
I'm thinking back to like football days, like trying to block somebody, and the guys with the long arms were always the biggest problem because they could like just hold you back, and I couldn't get my short arms up underneath them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, blocking somebody and getting in a fight, obviously a different thing, but.
Do you think you could beat up Davey?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Davey's taller and longer than you.
I mean, he might could hold me. Well, Davey doesn't have the strength, though.
Neither does Durant. Neither does Durant. That's the point.
Durant's more of an athlete than Davey is.
Yes.
I mean, I'm thinking Durant's got better upper body strength than
Davey. This is blowing my mind. This is blowing my mind. This might be the worst take you've ever had.
I mean, I'm just sitting there looking at a picture of Durant. The guy's got long arms. He looks muscular in the shoulders. And he gets angry sometimes.
Like, could Durant beat me and you up? Probably. Could he beat up other NBA players? No. Put a picture of Draymond and Durant side by side. Well, not now. Just give me more headlines, I guess. Or I don't know. It's already 11:15.
I mean, I just
I think that's your worst take you've ever had on the show.
I just never thought of Draymond as a tough guy.
Okay.
I think you'd be surprised. I think they could go at it, and who knows what might happen. Let's see. Draymond. I mean, Draymond doesn't look, like, big and physical, really.
No, but he looks bulkier.
His arms do look a little bit bigger than Durant's. All right, here they are high-fiving. Hey, you really see a big difference there?
Yeah.
These two guys while they're high fiving?
Yeah.
I don't see a big difference there. I'm sticking with my take.
Kevin Durant probably wears a size 28 waist.
I'm sticking with my
Maybe
take.
Maybe even a 24.
I think Durant wins that fight.
No, I think that's not. You saying Durant wins the fight isn't as bad of a take as you think Durant is physical. So I don't know. They're both in the top five of your worst takes on the show.
He scores in the paint.
So does Trae Young.
He's physical.
Just send us a break, Ben. Name I forgot. Jimmy Butler. Put Jimmy Butler on that list of people you don't want to fight with. Jimmy Butler's got it all. He's strong. He's a good fight height, like 6'6". That's a good fight height. And he grew up broke. And he had to go to JUCO. Then he was at Marquette. Just fighting for everything. I'd say he belongs on that list as well. Tweeter brings up a good point, or a good question. With Draymond continuing to fight and appeal the suspension, Warriors should move him to try to keep Durant. No? He asks. I don't think you're keeping Durant. I don't think it's Draymond that's going to run Durant off. Like, I don't think Draymond's helping the situation. But I think Durant's wanting to leave. Like, I think Durant realizes that, look, man, like, it was cool to win a championship. Now no one can I'm not going to end up like Charles Barkley. I'm not going to end up with people saying I can't win a championship. I've done that. I've got two finals MVPs. But I would say that those two finals MVPs have not gotten him the satisfaction or the respect that he thought they would. Like, even in his own organization, I don't know if you remember at the championship rally last year where they were like basically like clowning Durant and talking about how Curry deserves more because Curry's been here from through the tough times. Like, kind of making jokes at it, but there was some truth there. So, like, I think Durant probably just looks and says, yeah, I'm not ever going to get the respect that I need in my career. And he could say whatever he wants about how he doesn't care what people think and blah, 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 but I don't buy that. You can't say that you don't care what people think and have multiple burner accounts on the internet that you use to go argue with people and defend yourself, right?
I think Durant's got a good heart. I think he's very vulnerable.
So has he got a good heart and he's vulnerable, or is he a badass? Which one is it?
I mean, I think you can be
vulnerable. You can be both? Okay.
You can win a fight as being, still having a heart.
I'm really sorry I got to do this, Draymond, but bam, bam! Leg kick. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did learn karate. He did used to train with Bruce Lee.
Maybe Durant's a black belt.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll get in a fist fight on the court and we'll get our answer.
Maybe.
And maybe eventually I won't look so wrong.
I would say that that's at least like a 6% likelihood.
And I'll come back and I'll say, look what happened.
I don't know if you remember the stories, and I don't even know if they were actually verified, but there was the rumors that Tristan Thompson beat Draymond up in the offseason at the ESPYs after party. So maybe Draymond can't fight.
I remember that.
Now, Tristan Thompson's a little bit bulkier and scarier, I think. I think Tristan's about that life.
Well, yeah, but he's got the Kardashian thing going on, so that's got to be stressful.
That means that's what I'm saying. He has a lot of stress built up.
Yeah.
And he got clowned in front of national TV.
Who does Durant – does Durant, like, have women? Does he have a wife or does he –
Yeah, I think his wife's in the WNBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Candace Parker?
I think you would know if it was Candace Parker.
Yeah,
I think that would be a bigger deal.
It'd be a good couple.
His wife's in the WNBA, right?
Isn't Candace Parker with somebody that's, like, well-known?
I mean, she was married to Sheldon Williams for a while.
That's what I was thinking of.
They got divorced a while ago. Now she's paying Sheldon Williams alimony. Sheldon Williams alimony.
Got to be a good gig for him.
Sheldon won. My Hawks took him like a bunch of idiots. That was a rough stretch of Hawks drafting.
He was the dude out of Duke.
Took Sheldon Williams, took Marvin Williams over Chris Paul. Like, it was a long run of bad picks for the Hawks. But what do you do with Draymond? Because I don't think you can get rid of him on the hope that you sign Durant. Now, I think if there is a situation in the offseason where Draymond's like, still bothering Durant, and Durant's like, I'll stay if Draymond leaves, then of course, no-brainer, you get rid of Draymond. Otherwise, you still kind of need him to win the title this year, I think. I haven't been impressed so far. Maybe this is a developmental thing. Maybe this is something they will fix as they, you know, play more together. But I haven't been overly impressed with the Warriors' bench and surrounding pieces. It seems like the bench is all getting a little bit older and a little bit less good at basketball. Like, Sean Livingston, not quite as good as he has been the last 3 or 4 years.
You think it could get so bad that they have to make a change midseason, like between Durant and Draymond? Is that what you said?
Well, no one really gave it much attention after the championship last year, but there were the reports that things had gotten bad in the locker room last year. I don't know if you remember, was it David West who said that after? It was like, man, you guys don't know what we had to overcome this season, all this adversity we had to overcome. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? And apparently, like, reports now are that it was bad last year. at certain points where they thought Durant might leave last year after that year.
Could it get so bad, though, that it would really keep them from winning a title? That's what I wonder with Golden State.
I mean, like, I think chemistry is important, man.
Yeah, it's huge, but, I mean, they've got so much talent, like, compared to everybody else. Like, having all those pieces together, but, again, you know, maybe that's a bad thing.
Keep in mind, like, everyone just acts like they rolled to the title last year because they beat down the Cavs. They were down double digits in Game 7.
To the Rockets.
And then that was the Rockets without Chris Paul, and then the Rockets shot, like, 1 of 28 from 3. They missed, like, 22 threes in a row. Like, that game was there for the taking, and they rallied together. They won. But, man, there is something. Look at LeBron's exits. When LeBron knows he's out of town, look at how those games usually go. Knew he was leaving Cleveland. They get ran out of their own building against the Celtics in Game 5 and then get beat in Game 6 in Boston. Right? He takes his jersey off. He's out.
When he went to Miami.
And he's like, I'm going to Miami. And then the end of the Miami run, they get blown out in the deciding game against the Spurs, and they lose in 5. And then last year, like, everyone kind of thought for the whole season LeBron was kind of checked out. In the playoffs, he turned it on to the finals, and you're like, eh, it's over. You knew it was over, and those runs end. And if Durant knows he's leaving, like, there is a chance this year, like, if they find themselves in adversity at a certain point where everyone just kind of checks out. And the personal differences overtake each other. Now, I mean, I don't know how big of a chance it is. And the Warriors are chasing greatness right now. And, you know, Curry can win his fourth title. Thompson his fourth title. Draymond his fourth title. They could complete a three-peat. And if you go through NBA history, like, they're only the special teams do the three-peat. The Bulls. The Lakers. Those are the three-peat teams.
Well, if you wanted to bet on it, like that things will fall apart, you could probably get good money on like the Lakers or somebody like that right now to come out of the West. I would love that if the Lakers beat Golden State.
Well, like and I don't know if you don't like the NBA, maybe you don't care at all about the drama either. Maybe you look at it and it's like, oh, these guys are divas or this is boring. But if you sort of kind of like the NBA, you're like, man, this is entertaining. You need more off-the-field stuff. And if you like the NBA, you're like, this is it. This is the soap opera that we sign up for. The NBA is like men's soap opera. The drama. The storylines.
Like The Young and the Restless.
That's right.
It's always my favorite soap opera.
I was more of a Guiding Light guy. I like the Guiding Light.
Days of Our Lives didn't do much for you?
You just knew. You just knew that young Hayden Panettiere was going to be a star. She got her start on Guiding Light.
Yeah.
You just knew she was going to be a star.
Young and the Restless was, I mean, between Jack Abbott and Victor Newman and the battles that they had,
It's
a great show.
Yeah.
Great show. They're still kicking. Victor Newman's been on that show since, like, the 60s.
A lot of grandmas have probably fantasized about him.
Absolutely.
A lot of grandmas have probably fantasized about him.
I know mine did.
How do you know that? Never mind.
I just assumed.
No, never mind.
I just assumed she did.
Never mind.
She didn't tell me or anything.
Just go to break.
That'd be pretty awful.
Yeah. It is telling. Like, if you would have asked me last year, last offseason, where you rank Le'Veon Bell in terms of players in the NFL, at least skill players, you would have said top what?
Two.
Top two skill players?
Him and Antonio Brown?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Top two seems high.
Gurley.
What if you're counting quarterbacks in this as well?
Well, then you go Brady.
I mean, really just count everybody because, I mean, yeah, there's some big linemen we know of like Donald and, you know, Donald.
Some others.
Yeah, and some others, I'm sure.
Aaron Donald and many other D linemen.
Khalil Mack.
Sue.
Jason Peters. You know about many.
Yeah, Glenn Dorsey, guys like that.
Big Glenn Dorsey.
All those D tackles.
But I think mostly probably people would have said, hey, Le'Veon Bell's a top 10 player.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
And he's out and doesn't matter. James Conner up. James Conner rolling. With the Warriors, I don't think they could afford to lose Durant or Draymond. Obviously, football is a different sport. More people on the field, more of a team game. But in the NFL, you take a top 10 player off a team, and that's fine. Everything's going to keep rolling. We'll be fine. I do think if you remove either of those players, and Draymond's not even close to a top 10 player, I still think he's somewhere around top 25. But I do think if they lost either one of those guys this year, they don't win the title. So they have to try to make it work.
You think they wouldn't win the title if they lost Draymond? I mean, if anything, they'll lose Durant, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm talking about this year. Like, if they had to make a move this year, I think they would lose.
What move could they make this year?
I just don't. I really don't think they could do anything. I think this has the potential to galvanize the team, and they'll come back and be stronger together. I don't know. Maybe that's probably the most likely scenario. Or this could keep rotting from the inside, and it tears them apart. I don't see how they make a move at all. Just because I don't see how you get equal value.
Yeah, like what can you possibly do? Get rid of Durant?
There's a trade out there. Bill Simmons put it out there for like Draymond and Sean Livingston for Horford and Rozier.
Oh, wow.
But like, that doesn't solve Boston's problem. So I don't know why Boston would do that. Like, Horford is very vital to what Boston does, and Horford and Draymond are pretty comparable. Both really good defenders, both team-first guys. But, like, I don't know what else they would do if you're the Warriors, so I think they just have to try to fix this. And it's the only hope the rest of the NBA has, I think, in terms of, like, of thinking that the Warriors are going to lose. But now you have a little bit of a lining. And going back to hour one, that's why you saw, I think, LeBron play so well last night. The Warriors are on the road tonight against Houston. Draymond will be back from suspension. Steph Curry will still be out. Warriors are 3.5-point underdogs. But it does make that game more interesting, right? To see the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I fully anticipate everything to be okay because both those guys are team basketball players. People get heated at each other all the time and then work through it. But it does make that game more interesting to watch, to see the on-court dynamic. You didn't get to see it play out in Los Angeles a couple nights ago when, you know, they had the big blow-up at the end of regulation where Draymond and Durant got into a fight. And then Durant fouled out like the second possession of overtime. He had 5 fouls and he fouled out shortly after. So you didn't get to see the way it manifested on the court. So this will be the first time tonight we get to see what happens. Neasy tweets in, Tristan Thompson is Canadian. Those guys aren't tough. How do we feel about that?
I've never known any tough Canadians.
I mean, hockey players are tough. Who are some famous celebrities from Canada who are tough?
Celine Dion.
She's not tough.
Drake.
Don't think he's tough.
I don't know. Those are the only two people I know from Canada.
Bieber, not tough.
Bieber's from Canada?
Yeah.
That's
Ryan Reynolds.
Disappointing.
Not tough. Ryan Gosling. Not tough.
Nicole Kidman.
Jim Carrey. I
think she's from Australia. Jim Carrey. Forgot about Jim Carrey. Ryan Gosling.
At least mentally tough.
Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds are both from Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of actors in Canada.
Really? I never knew that.
We got a lot of actors in America, too.
I mean, a lot of people like talk about going to Canada.
Keanu Reeves? He's kind of tough. I think of Keanu as tough, right?
Eh? No.
Wait.
I think it's basically just the hockey
players. This doesn't feel right.
Wait.
None of these people are from Canada, are they?
Well, no, Bieber and Celine Dion are 100% from Canada.
I know Celine Dion is. Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling are not from Canada.
I don't know, because as I'm scrolling the list of Canadian celebrities, now it's gotten to The Rock. Is The Rock Canadian?
The Rock Samoan.
The Rock is not
Canadian. I know The Rock Samoan. They got Elon Musk as being from Canada. Isn't he from South Africa? What the hell are you doing to me, Google?
Isn't The Rock from Florida?
Hey, played
for
Miami.
I mean, he played at the U, but I don't know.
Yeah, during that time where they like basically only recruited Florida.
I've never heard The Rock as Canadian. I'd maybe scratch off Gosling and Reynolds. Although I think Reynolds is Canadian.
I was going to say, that sounds like...
Gosling is Canadian?
Yeah. Okay.
Why are they saying that The Rock is Canadian? He was born in California. He lives in Florida.
I'm going to guess he's been to Canada.
Yeah, he's been to Canada for sure,
But I don't think that counts. So basically, it's just the hockey players. That's the only tough Canadians.
I mean, when you think of Canadian basketball players, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, don't really think of him as tough, right? If he was tough, he would have fought Jimmy Butler, like, just for pride. Like, he would have lost, but if you're tough, you don't care to get beat up. That's the whole thing about being tough. Steve Nash, I mean, he doesn't look tough, but that one time he got his nose broke and he played through it and he got rammed up by Robert Horry against that board at the end of that playoff game that one time and, you know, he was okay. Kelly Olynyk, no, he doesn't look tough either. I don't know, huh? Maybe Canadians aren't tough unless you play...
Let's play hockey.
Unless you play hockey.
Canada seems like a weird place. Isn't it weird that Canada is just right on our northern border, but like it's a whole different country? It's just weird to me that there's this whole different country above Minnesota. Like the size of the U.S. just above us. Like think about how cold it is in northern Canada.
So what are you saying, that like America should have taken control of Canada?
No, I'm just saying like the geography of the world.
Like, isn't that how the whole rest of the world works?
What?
Like aren't all European countries just like right next to each other?
Well, yeah. I mean, countries border each other.
Right.
I'm just saying it's weird.
So why is it weird that Canada is our borders?
Weird's the wrong word. It's just that...
Shouldn't it be weirder that like China is above India? And
no.
Like,
it's just crazy to think about sometimes that Canada is up there. Because we think of like Minnesota and the lakes and Wisconsin as being just so cold. Like there's this whole country above that. Hey, think about how cold northern Canada is. You never think about that? Like the North Pole? I mean, have you not ever just considered like how far north you can go? It's like, damn, it's cold, you know?
Huh?
You shine like a star. You know who you are.
Turkey drop today, corner 16. Go out and get you the turkey. Go out and let Russell and the bear give you the bird.
Bark, 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 bark.
I don't think that's the sound that turkeys make.
I can't do that. The gobble. Gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah, me neither.
Okay. It's too
Ben, give me a thumbs up. All right. Gobble, 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 gobble.
You gave that a thumbs up?
It's better than just...
Yeah, I mean,
well, that was better than yours.
That's true. If we're doing this or that, like my turkey's better.
That was closer to like a pigeon.
We got
gobble.
We got some submissions for Bret Hart. The Hart family's very tough. Stu Hart, the dad, Owen Hart, Bret Hart. Those guys were tough. George St. Pierre.
Owen could have been tougher.
Come on.
I mean,
that's uncalled for.
I mean, if he was really tough.
That's
I mean,
uncalled for.
It's been 25 years ago.
Uncalled for. All right, since we are talking about Draymond, Durant, Curry, feel like it's a good chance to shoot our shot. This is a new segment. I don't know when we're going to do it from now on. I don't know if it's going to work, but this is going to be our attempt to translate what these coaches really mean. I got three options today. We'll play the clip, and then we'll try to translate what they're actually thinking. Does that make sense?
Sounds like a good segment for Thursday at 11:45.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I was just, that's the time it currently is.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying let's do it. Let's get it on. Let's get nasty. Get physical with it.
Here's our, all right, here we go. Maybe next time we'll have more. This will be a rapid fire. I don't know, but it's something I wanted to try, so we're going to go. First, let's go ahead, since we're talking about the Warriors. Here is Steve Kerr when asked about Kevin Durant's contract situation and whether or not they think about it.
Not the slightest bit. I mean, nobody ever talks about Kevin's free agency. Doesn't bother any of us.
Not even in this situation we're talking about?
No. No. It's the NBA. There's guys either are under contract or they're upcoming free agents, and, you know, it's the business.
All right. First of all, you can hear the pain in Steve Kerr's voice. He said that no one thinks about Kevin Durant's contract situation. Translation, it's the only thing people talk about in the locker room. This is hanging over our franchise. We're ruined. This is all coming to an end. This championship run, life's been easy. We're worried Durant's going to leave. Durant's leaving. And everything's going to be bad, and we're going to be stuck with Draymond.
This is all going to fall apart.
This is all going to come down on my head. My life's been so easy lately. Yes, we think about the contract situation. We think about it all the time. All right, next. Let's go with, this is kind of outdated at this point because, again, didn't know when we were going to do it or if we were going to do it, but here we have Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel on their victory over the Patriots and the wide receiver reverse pass that they threw to Marcus Mariota.
What goes through your mind when that play
called? Well, I wanted to see if it looked any better than there, so.
Marcus catcher better than Tom did?
He got up quicker than Tom did. I know that.
That was Mike Vrabel saying, go to hell, Bill Belichick. How do you like me now? We were up 17 points on you, and I threw a pass to my quarterback because I wanted to rub it in. You tried that stupid-ass play against us. Your old, unathletic quarterback fell down. My young, flying Hawaiian caught it and, you know, gained 20 yards. You want to run a trick play? You think you're so smart? You think you're so smart over there, McDaniels? How you like these apples? Huh? Huh? There's a new sheriff in town.
We'll see you in the AFC Championship game.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see you there again.
Honestly, though, do you feel like Vrabel should have done that if they are planning on seeing the Patriots in the AFC Championship game?
I don't think they're planning on it. The Titans would have to make the playoffs first.
Does every team not run at least one of the Philly special plays like a game at this point?
Happens an awful lot. Although, like, to do it when you're up 17, that was the double middle finger. We said Russell Smith will give you the bird today at corner 16 from 3 to 6, courtesy of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. That was Mike Vrabel giving the bird to Bill Belichick. And Josh McDaniels. Think you're so smart with your stupid hoodie on and no.
Okay. So are we trying to just decipher what the coaches are saying?
Yeah, they're saying one thing, but they mean another.
Oh, so we're just reading.
We're translating
what they
it.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go with coach speak, and then we say what's really on their mind.
Right. These coaches are saying one thing, but Vrabel's talking about. Do you hear? He's like, well, I just want to see if we could run it better. It was basically like they had just ran the play two downs before. And I think they were laughing like, hey, you have an old-ass quarterback. We beat you up, and now we're going to run the same play, and we're going to run it better.
We could do a lot of these with Pruitt.
Get any Pruitt ones right.
Like the one where they ask him about, did you have a favorite Halloween costume as a kid? And he just says, no. What he really meant was, yeah, My mom dressed me up like a cow 3 or 4 years, but when I was just a toddler, people used to call me Moo Cow. I didn't really care for it. Kind of depressed me as a young boy. I decided to get into coaching football because of that, out of spite for my mother dressing me up as a cow with udders, and here I am. Like that's kind of what we're doing, right?
Yeah, what do you think's more likely? The idea that Pruitt has repressed these memories that have ruined his childhood, having to dress up as a moo cow, or that he probably lost interest in Halloween at like age 6?
I mean, look, I've got nipples, but I don't have an udder, right? And for my mother to do that to me as just a boy, I had to go coach football at my school.
I've got nipples, but I don't have udders.
I'll show you my nipples right now. You can see 1, 2, both covered in hair, but there ain't no milk, right? That's why I coach football and I don't work on a dairy farm, right? Am I doing the segment right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's what he necessarily meant when he said no. He might have meant that. I think you read pretty deep into the no.
So, I mean, he could have meant something else. You know, or he could have been dressed as Spider-Man or something.
I would have gone more of, you're an idiot. You shouldn't be allowed to ask questions here. You need to be removed. Whenever he said no. Like, I thought that was really what he meant, was like, you're a moron.
Another year, she dressed me up as a red Power Ranger. I was more of a yellow Power Ranger fan myself. And, you know, I don't even know if there was a yellow Power Ranger, but that's the one I wanted to be, even though she was a girl.
There was. They made her an Asian woman.
Right.
Which seems
I like Asian
racially
women,
insensitive.
Right? Nothing wrong with Asian women, right?
One guess to who the black Power Ranger was. One guess.
It was the black guy.
And it was the black guy.
It was. Right.
I always felt like it was a little, even from a young age, the yellow Power Ranger being Asian felt a little messed up.
And the pink one was a blonde girl, naturally.
Did she have blonde hair?
No, she was a brunette, wasn't she? Kimberly, wasn't that her name?
It was like that. It was like dirty blonde, like brownish blonde.
Yeah. Kimberly.
Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alex Mack.
Used to love Kimberly when I was a kid, right?
And here's Nick Saban talking about answering questions about playing Tua this weekend, about the game, about the Citadel in general.
You know, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. They have every right to work like I've worked for 40-some years as a coach and get a job and have their own team. And they can make any decision that they want. I tell the assistants that all the time. You want to do it that way, get you a head job, and you can do it that way. All right, but right now, this is the way we're going to do it.
Did you hear Nick Saban drop the I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where Jeremy got it.
My first big takeaway there is that Nick Saban's telling you to shut the hell up. All right?
Basically, I got that he was trying to be like Ricky Bobby after a win.
You want to go out, you want to coach for 40 years and get to where I'm at, then you can do things your way. If not, shut the hell up. You just sit over there with your little typewriter and type things up. I tell my assistant coaches, you are beneath me. If you think you're better than me, go get a head coaching job somewhere else. Oh, what's that? You can't unless I give you my stamp of approval? All right, then shut the hell up. Nah, that was my takeaway.
I took away the Ricky Bobby after he wins a race. Basically, I wake up in the morning, and I pee excellence. That's kind of what I thought. I thought of Ricky Bobby. Saban's just like, I'm better than you. I'm better than everybody. Nobody's as good as I am. All right?
Maybe he's a fan of Bret Hart and Canada. Maybe he was going with, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. So shut up.
And quit asking me questions.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.